A campaign has been launched to persuade Massachusetts state officials to fund major upgrades to the Holyoke Soldiers Home, where 76 residents have died from COVID-19. The effort's being led by Paul Barabani, former superintendent of the Soldiers Home. He retired in 2016, frustrated, he said, by the state's refusal to provide funds to hire more staff. Joining Barabani in the campaign to apply public pressure to get more state funding for the home are veterans advocates and the families of several residents. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Barabani.
What we're advocating for is the state to provide the funding to take the corrective actions that were identified, back in 2010. Regarding the conditions at the Soldiers' Home in Holyoke. In 2010, we were cited by the Department of Veterans Administration or Veterans Affairs for the lack of appropriate room size and space for veterans within the home. When I arrived there in 2011, we did an analysis and determined that the room size was the greatest threat to the safety of the veterans in the home. And the first sub item of our analysis was infection control, because the size of the rooms has a direct impact on the spread of infections. Unfortunately, I think the combination of the size of the room and the rapid spread of the coronavirus infection were significantly contributed to the situation that existed, or the results that were obtained. That, in combination with the lack of appropriate staffing, it's just a recipe for disaster. And so we're looking to have the state fund the addition. The plan that we submitted and was approved by the Department of Veteran Affairs in 2013, however, it didn't go forward because of a lack of matching funds from the state. That called for the construction of a complete new wing on the Soldiers' Home. That would have been a five-story addition that would have housed 120 private rooms in compliance with the current VA small house concept. In addition, it would have modified, renovated the current building so that it would be a combination of one- and two-person rooms, each with their own private bath. That would eliminate the current situation where people actually have to get out of their, bed and walk down a hall and go to a, community bathroom, which, again, are factors which contribute to the spread of the infection. So this plan, which again was approved by the VA, remains on their list, but it's just that it hasn't been received a certification of matching funds from the state.
And so this plan has languished since 2013.
Correct. And the frustrating thing for me personally, and I believe, anybody, any veteran who, or any person who could look at a situation objectively, not just veterans, but they're the ones who are impacted, is that we had our plan together in 2013. We were told by the state government that they were going to hold our plan and at the same time create a plan for Chelsea, because at that time nobody had taken the initiative to address the situation at Chelsea, and that both homes would be part of a bonding bill that would bring both homes up to standards. In 2017, the state committed to $199 million to build a new Chelsea, but did nothing to address, the long-standing problems that existed at Holyoke. When I heard the chairman of the Board of Trustees make a statement at the last trustees meeting questioning the legitimate viability, saying that the building has outlasted its legitimate viability, I said, I can't sit back any longer. And his reference information was a report on Channel 5 News. Well, we have assets. We've got capability and more knowledge of what's going on there And they seem, in fact, I sent him a letter, and he seems unwilling to accept any of the input that we have for him. But it does provide a clear path forward that is achievable in a very short time.
Who's involved in this in this effort with you, Paul?
Well, there's a number of people. You know, John Charity, who was our deputy superintendent during our time, who's an incredibly dedicated and capable person, Air Force veteran. The director of nursing, who was at the Soldiers Home with us at the time, has also come on board, Pam Cork. But if you go to the website, you'll see the other members of the committee. We have three veteran service agents, Jesus Pereira from Holyoke, Eric Segundo from Ludlow, Steve Connor, Northampton, Rich Connor, who is a member of the DAV, who was writing veteran claims at the Soldiers Home in Holyoke, helping veterans. We also have family members.
And in addition to this website, what are your plans? How do you intend to get your message out?
Well, on the website, we provide links that they could find out who their state rep and senators are. We ask them to make phone calls. We ask them to write letters. We'll do some informational standouts, with placards to let people know of the effort that we're doing. Any way that we can, and also through the media. We're going to employ the media as best we can to help get the word out so that people can help us in this effort.